From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A car bomb started to detonate last night in New York City's Times Square. It failed to go off. Thousands of people were evacuated from the area. No one was hurt. Bomb technicians found containers of gasoline, propane, fireworks, and electrical wiring stuffed inside. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano tells CNN the federal government is treating this as a potential terror attack and is checking evidence.
There's forensics about the vehicle, about the tanks, the propane inside. There's forensics in terms of video or possible video that might exist. So there's a lot of evidence being tracked down by a lot of people right now.
Officials have not named any possible suspects. President Obama is headed for the Gulf Coast to assess the federal response to the oil spill threatening the coasts of Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. The oil leak hasn't been plugged, and as NPR's Greg Allen reports, officials admit they don't know how much is leaking.
The president's trip here today comes amidst growing criticism that the federal government waited too long before taking control of the response. It's been 12 days now since the BP rig, the Deepwater Horizon, exploded and sank about 50 miles off the Louisiana coast, killing 11. Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen was designated yesterday by the White House as the person in charge of the coordinated response to the spill. He said the nature of the spill, a leak from an open well 5,000 feet underwater, is unprecedented. And he conceded that at this point, it's impossible to say how much oil is leaking into the Gulf. The Coast Guard had estimated the slick to be at least 1.6 million gallons. Other experts say they believe far more oil has been released in a spill many fear may now eclipse the 11 million gallons released by the Exxon Valdez. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Greece will slash government spending in exchange for financial help from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. John Siropoulos reports from Athens. European finance ministers meet today to finish a multi-billion-dollar rescue package.
Greece is calling its restructuring plans the most ambitious fiscal adjustment ever undertaken by a European country. The gambit is to eradicate a $40 billion deficit over the next 3 years. No small feat for an economy like Greece's, now $400 billion in debt. The government will raise consumer taxes and reduce public sector salaries for the second time this year. Above salary benefits, already cut by 10%, are being slashed a further 8%. Pensions will be cut and the retirement age raised. The transport and energy markets are to be liberalized in order to create new growth. The government says it will not back down in the face of protests against these measures, but will ignore their political cost because the alternative is bankruptcy. For NPR News, I'm John Psaropoulos in Athens.
The United Nations has new reports of massacres in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN's senior humanitarian officer says militants murdered up to 100 people in the Congolese jungle. You're listening to NPR News. Emergency crews are working on a ruptured water main in Massachusetts. 2 million people, including everybody in Boston, are under a boil water alert. The water main break is in a 10-foot pipe outside the Massachusetts Capitol. Governor Deval Patrick has ordered a state of emergency. Relentless storms have made for a deadly weekend in Tennessee. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports 5 deaths are blamed on flash flooding.
National Weather Service rain gauges caught as much as 10 inches in some parts of the state, including the Nashville suburb of Antioch. That's where one person drowned in the rain-swollen Mill Creek, which saw record flooding. Emergency responders in Nashville conducted more than 50 water rescues and expect to remain busy. All of the creeks around Nashville are near crest stage. For some homeowners, sandbags are the only thing between them and what are usually quiet backyard streams. A portion of Interstate 24 and major state highways have been closed because of high water. Dozens of cars have been abandoned after being submerged. Nashville Mayor Carl Dean called it one of the most severe rain events Nashville has ever experienced. And there's more, up to another 5 inches of rain before the weekend is out. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe has declared a state of emergency after tornadoes blew through his state. At least one woman died this weekend, and 24 people are hurt. The worst affected area, Van Buren County. It's about 75 miles north of Little Rock. Heavy damage is reported from Arkansas's western border with Missouri through the central part of the state. The National Weather Service is trying to pinpoint just how many tornadoes touched down in the region. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.